city workers in Zimbabwe's capital today joined teachers, doctors, nurses, and bus drivers in an indefinite strike demanding to be paid in hard currency. Earlier this week, Zimbabwe's central bank released a new $50 billion note in the country's currency that was worth only $1.25 American dollars on the black market. Meanwhile, the UN reported the number of cholera cases recorded since August reached 50,000 this week, with an official death toll of just under 3,000. The UN said that despite a huge international campaign by aid agencies and donors, supplies of clean water are erratic and many cholera treatment centers lack food and medicine. UNICEF Communications Officer Zitsi Zingizi spoke to us from Zimbabwe, where she said there has been a marked decline in the country since December.
There has been a deterioration for the past 5 to 6 years in Zimbabwe of services. But what we've noticed towards the last part of the year in December was a marked decline in terms of social service delivery. And the impact on Zimbabwe's people has been immense. There's a total collapse almost of infrastructure in terms of water and sanitation and in terms of sewer reticulation. So there's a cholera outbreak that has got over 50,000 cases reported and over almost 3,000 deaths as I speak to you now. 5 million depend on food aid. And as I speak to you right now, I have confirmed reports that by the end of this month it will be over 8 million, which is almost 70% of the population. That's how bad it is. For the basic Zimbabwean, life continues to be an immense daily struggle.